The National Insurance Commission, NIC, will from next week start prosecuting owners of property who do not acquire and display fire and commercial certificates of insurance. It says enough education and engagement have been undertaken regarding the importance of that law, which was promulgated in 2006. According to a member of the National Task Force on Compulsory Insurance, Joseph Bento, it is now time to enforce the law. He made the statement when the task force went round to ensure compliance in some facilities in Accra. Abraham Donko and Aurelia Kandi have the details.
The disregard for the acquisition of fire and commercial certificates by owners and administrators of facilities across the country has been the bane of the National Insurance Commission and the National Task Force, which comprises the Ghana National Fire Service and the Ghana Police Service. With the 2012 Melcombe disaster as a reference point, the task force decided to strictly enforce the law, mainly because owners of these buildings and facilities are aware of what they should do, but have blatantly refused to do so. Facilities visited were MTN, Highgate Hotel, Bolesa House, Sparrow Productions and Western College. The rest are Beaufort Ridge, Laramat and Chateau Towers. Apart from all the others who were giving between 3 and 5 days to produce their certificates, representatives of Laramat and Chateau Towers, both in Osu, were picked up by the police for further questioning. A member of the National Task Force on Compulsory Insurance, Joseph Bento, told Radio Ghana that the exercise is a prelude to an extensive one that will include prosecution from next week.
There are places that we have pre-visited, we have actually spoken to, have explained to, have provided information, and they have not adhered to it. We are using this as a breaking line. The next time around, we are going to invite them to the police station, and we are going to arrest, and we are going to prosecute. We give the benefit of the doubt. If they say they have it, fine. Pick it, display it, and bring us a copy to confirm. And we are taking this visit and this week's activity as a breaking line, and next week, we are going to be more vigorous in terms of prosecuting.
During the exercise, it was observed that Chateau Towers, for instance, produced a fake fire certificate dated 29th November 2014, where the day on which they produced the document to the task force was 2 days away from what was on the certificate.